any day. You guys, we have one storyteller left, and this is really exciting because this woman told one of my favorite stories of all time on the show in Chicago. And in that story, see, I'm jealous of the ability to tell a story that ends while you're telling it. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Batman animated series episode, Almost Got Him, but, like, Joker's story, where he's captured Catwoman, and, like, that story hasn't ended when he starts to tell it. So this woman started telling a story about moving to Seattle at a show of ours 2 years ago, and while she was telling the story, she bought her train ticket to Seattle, and she hasn't come back. So this is the best closure I can imagine for this little arc of our podcast. Please welcome designer Sabella Flagg.
Hello. So, just like Eric said, the last time I was on Nerdlogs, I was at a crossroads. And I'm wondering if anyone else does this, where they look back on their lives and they try to find some pivotal moments where you could have gone left, but you went right, or you went forwards instead of backwards, and tried to picture the person you could have been, and not as a value judgment, not as like, oh, it would have been so much better had I done this, but just as like, you're kind of curious and wondering what it could possibly be like. So last time I was on Nerdlogs, I was trying to, I'd already decided that I was moving here, and I didn't do one last crucial step, which was to actually buy my plane tickets. So if I did that exercise then and thought about what life would be like had I stayed in Chicago, that wasn't much of a leap because I'd been in Chicago. I'd keep doing the same things I had been doing. But one thing that would be a real exercise of the imagination would be trying to picture what my life would have been like if I had, in high school, decided not to go to college and instead dedicate my mind, body, and soul to the Lord. I wanted to be many things growing up. Some of these things I still want to be, like a tornado chaser, which I plan on doing once I retire from what I'm doing now. But senior year of high school, I was really conflicted. Do I want to pursue writing? Do I want to do graphic design? Do I want to do fashion design? Do I want to do web design? Or like maybe become a bride of God, dedicating myself to spreading the joy and love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you've never been a religious person or if religion has never interested you, this may seem really weird to think of a girl of her own free will considering this, but to me it made total sense. I spent the majority of my formative years in Catholic institutions. I went to schools where attendance to church was not only mandatory, but it affected your grades. And that sort of upbringing is ingrained in you. To this day, I catch myself length checking my skirts and my shorts and my dresses, which if you don't know what that is like you put your hands to your side, and if your hem is longer than your longest finger, you're good. If it's shorter, then the Lord is disappointed in you. Someone right now could start saying the Lord's Prayer and I'd have to fight myself to not follow along. Or if someone greets me and says, you know, the Lord be with you, then I have to say, like, also with you. Peace to God, walk in the light, all of that. And moving to the suburbs and going to a public school didn't damper that zealousness. If anything, it kind of brought it out a little bit more. And that didn't begin to change into my middle years of college. So I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and if you've never been or don't know anything about it, it's a place that's very devoid of resources. There aren't many common community areas besides schools and besides churches. And my entire life, whenever I'd seen good things done for the community, it was always within the context of the church. It's where you'd go to get food. We didn't have any. You'd get clothes. You'd get school supplies. You're supposed to go to church and feel safe. And I wanted to do good. So at a very young age, I made the connection that the only way to do good was through the church. So if I wanted to do good, I had to become part of the church. Now that I'm older, I've expanded my idea of what community is, and I've learned there's obviously many other ways that you can do good. But it's fun to think back and try to figure out what my life would be like had I decided to become a nun. I'd like to think that I'd keep a little bit of my personality. Maybe I'd rebel a little and do like Bantu knots under my wimble, which is the white piece, or I'd smuggle like stray animals into the abbey and take care of them. I'd probably say things like unironically, like, get the devil off your back, or I'll pray for you and bless your heart, which is a different type of bless your heart than the way older southern ladies like my grandma and her friends use it, which is more of a bless her heart, which is a veiled, like, that person needs help, but I am not the one, so I'm going to pray for the Lord to slap some sense into them. I did find ways a couple of months ago to draw back on that experience just a little bit when I came across some ignorance on my Facebook feed, which, if you want to be sleepless, just scroll through your Facebook feed. I'm sure we all have people who we're friends with and we're just like, why? But you never do anything about it. But there has been so much like mess and craziness going on, and this person posted something and she caught me in a mood and I just had to say something. So this person was upset because Starbucks had just announced that they were going to hire thousands of refugees. And her logic was, she'd been hearing stuff on the news that refugees were just always dangerous no matter what. And Starbucks were in, you could find Starbucks in nice neighborhoods, so refugees would have to live in nice neighborhoods to work there, and she was not okay with that. That was unacceptable. The refugees could be in her area, the nice area. So I wrote something back to her, and I'm gonna read my response. So, blah blah blah, her name. Some of you guys know who I'm talking about. One thing that caught my eye from your comment was all about the things you see in the news, and I know what you mean. The news I see makes me very afraid of white men. I see them in the news all the time going on spree killings, and I have to work alongside them every day, especially since 75% of rampage killings are done by white males. Wiki stat. It can be hard to believe if you only listen to one type of news, but there's even a map, and I linked to a Mother Jones map, and someone even made an Excel doc, and I linked to that. And if you count how many shooters there have been more white ones. Just in case you don't want to count, I did. 48 white mass killers, 14 black, 6 Asian, etc., etc. Truly scary numbers. This site has been circulating that I think might help us both. And the site All Sides have been getting really popular, and so I posted a link to that, so allsides.com, check it out. I don't work for them, but I like them. You can see news from all sides together and can finally see a full picture of what's happening in the news. I'm really hoping it helps me to trust white folks again, especially even though there are so many more of you and you seem so violent. And I hope it helps you to trust your brown neighbors and their families. And this last part I want to dedicate to my grandma and her sassy friends. I ended it with, have a blessed day. So even though in high school I went one way versus the other, sometimes it's fun to pull out bits of alternative you and use it when the time is right. Thank you.
Sabella Flagg, everybody, making her triumphant return. Thank you so much, Sabella. I think, did you get a bunch of replies on that comment? Because I think that popped up in my feed, and I didn't know your friend who posted that initially. But I remember reading that comment. That was awesome. Also, yeah, you watch out for white guys. Like, you hear that shit? I'm sorry. You hear that stuff Bob Seger was saying earlier? You gotta watch out for people like that. You can't trust those guys. Come on.